Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Arachin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Continue right where we left off. As a matter of fact, on the handout, I used the same lettering and picked up at letter P from this whole series of Braitot Mishnayot that use the Hakol formula and to see what they are intending to include. Hakol Ksherim LeKadesh. We're at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everybody is able to, or is fit, the kadesh, which means to mix the efer hapara with the water and create mechatat. And who is that including? Latuye mai, Rabbi Yehuda, latuye katan, or Rabbanan, latuye isha. There is an unlikely entry, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbanan, a different one, as per the Mishnah in Parad, non hakol kshemin the kadesh chutz v'cher shet v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshir katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan may do it. But he disallows an isha and androgynous for the same reason, and therefore Rabbanan would include an isha, he would include a katana, and the hakol is including whichever one is there. Hakol kshirin hazot, all are able to do the haza'a of mechatat. Of course, this has to be a kohen, latuye mai, latuye arel. It's there to include even a kohen who has not had brit milah. Uchrab alazar malazar, arel shehiza hazato kshirah, he holds that it is kasher. Hakol shochtin. The Mishnah at the beginning of Chulin, where it says twice Hakol Shochtin. The first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, Latuye Mai Chada Latuye Kuti, and this is a sugya we dealt with at the beginning of Chulin. One is there to include a Kuti, whose Shechita is valid, Chada Latuye, and that was, of course, only until the time the Kutim were firmly and irrevocably declared to be non-Jewish. Chada Latuye Yisrael Mumar, Yisrael whom is not himself careful about kashrut, about nevelot. Hakol malin eretz Yisrael. This is the Mishnah at the end of Ketubot. Everyone can force another family member to make aliyah. Latuye mai, latuye avadim. Even an Eved Kanani can say, either let me go or let's make aliyah. Olamanetani avadim behedya. Some learned avadim explicitly there. So who's it alluding to? Latuye mai, latuye min naveh yafel naveh hara'ah. Even if you live in a nice place in Chutz Laretz, you can force the other family member to move even to a place that's less pleasant than Eretz Yisrael. Ve'en hakol motzin, the flip of that is that nobody can force anybody else to make Yeridah to leave. Atui evitz brach Chutz Laretz, even a slave who ran away from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, we cannot force him to go back. Hakol ma'alun Yerushalayim, and now from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, again, everybody can force another family member to make aliyah. Latuye minaveh yafel anaveh hara'ah. Again, from a nicer place out of town to a place not as pleasant in town. Menachom otsin latuye mai. What's the flip of that? Latuye minaveh hara'ah anaveh yafeh. The inverse. Okay. Hakol chayavim v'sukah. What's that? Kohanim levim Yisraelim. Now, we begin a shift. Hakol chayavim v'sukah. From here on, for a while, we're going to be, till actually to the end of the piece that we do today, we'll be looking at later parts of the statement, whether it be a Mishnah or a Braita, typically it's a Tosefta, which lists Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, and maybe some others, and the question is, which one of them was not obvious and had to be mentioned? So Pshita. The answer is Kohanim Yitzrichalei, and that will almost always be our answer. It's needed because of Kohanim. We thought Kohanim are patur from Sukkah. Why? The Torah says you have to live in a Sukkah. The famous drasha, teshvu kentaduru, you have to live in there like you live at home. Just like in your home, man and his wife live together. Same thing with a sukkah. That's fine. Dafka and Sukkot, the Kohanim are all busy doing avodah. Maybe they're not chayim in sukkah because they can't live fully in the house for the whole 7 days in the sukkah. Kamash malan nihidiptir b'shat avodah. You're right; they're exempt when they're doing avodah. Below shat avodah, chiv mechayvi. We're not doing avodah. We'll see a parallel to this later on. Another use of this idea. They're obligated. Midin avia ochei drachim, just like people who are travelers. What does the Mishnah say in sukkah? Ochei drachim bayom torim na sukkah bayom chayvim balayla. If your people are traveling during the day, you're exempt from sukkah during the day and chayv at night. Same thing, if you are doing avodah, then you're patur when you're doing avodah, and at night, when you're not doing avodah, you're chayav. Okay, Ra'al Kochem and Tzitzit, Gonim Vim Yisrael. And again, the same mention, Pshita. Now again, here it's not Hakol Atuye Mai as we had in the previous podcast and at the beginning of this one, but rather, why the list Kohen Levi Yisrael? The answer is again Kohenim Mitzri Chale. We would think that Kohenim are exempt from Tzitzit. Why? Very famously, the prohibition of Shatnez and the Mitzvah of Tzitzit are juxtaposed. We learn many things from there. Chiefly, of course, Aseh Dochalot Aseh, the sugya at the beginning of Yevamot. We would think, Man Delo Ishtari Kilayim Legabe Belvisha Hud Machai Mitzvah Tzitzit. The wording of the Pasuk seems to indicate, and the juxtaposition, that only those people who have the prohibition of Shatnez have the Mitzvah of Tzitzit. Rani Kohanim Hoel Ishtar V'Kilayim V'Gabayu. Kohanim have a heter of Kilayim. Because the Big Day Kahuna, specifically the Avnet, is made out of Shatnez. Kamash Malan, therefore teaches, Nehi De Ishtari B'Idan Avoda. They have a heter when they're doing Avodah, but Lo Idan Avoda Lo Ishtari. They're not allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna other times. And certainly not allowed to wear the Avnet just for the heck of it. That's Kilayim without any Mitzvah. And therefore, they are chayiv in tzitzit. By the way, the Kohanim, of course, could not wear tzitzit when they're doing the avodah because you can't add another beged. And of course, you could not reformulate the beged to put strings on it. Hakol chayiv mitfilin kohanim v'Yisraelim. Again, the same problem, pshita. So the answer is, again, kohanim mitzri chalei, for a different kind of reason. Sakhtar chamena hu iluch tiv, kshartam leot aydecha v'ayilu tutafot peninecha. Because tfilin shaliyah and tfilin shalrosh are juxtaposed. Called the Itev Mitzvah Diyad, Itev Mitzvah de Rosh. I might think that only if you're Chayim and Tefillin Shal Yad, you're Chayim Mitzvah Tefillin Shal Rosh. Finally, Kohanim Hoel V'Leitanu Mitzvah Diyad, since Kohanim are not obligated to put on Tefillin Shal Yad, why not? Meaning when they're doing Avodah, Dichtiv Ulvash Absaro. The Big Day Kohen have to be right on your flesh. So therefore, Shal Yadavar Chotzetz Beno V'Nish Absaro. You can't have anything blocking between the Beged Kohen and the flesh, which means that the Tefillin Shal Yad can't be on his arm. And so therefore, Eimah b'mitzvah d'rosh nami lo l'chayvu. Maybe they're not even chayvu tefillin shel rosh. Kamash malan do makvi adadi. So it's teaching us that tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are not interdependent. As per the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak of Menachot, tefillah shel yad makevet shel rosh, shel rosh makevet shel yad. And therefore, we have to teach that kohanim are chayvu in tefillin shel rosh. And of course, in tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, if they're not doing avodah. So why are we concerned with the chatzitza between the beged kuna and the hand and the arm? So we say you don't put on tefillin shel yad. Sometimes it's sefer al rosho. When it comes to tefillin shel rosh, the hat that the kohanim wear has to be on their head. So tefillin shel rosh should be a problem. The answer is tana tsaro hayani rabbi tzitzim tzefet. Even in the description of the kohen gadol, we said that there was some hair. A bit of hair that you could see between the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore, that only the Kohen Gadol wore, and the mitznefet, shem in the tefillin, that's where he would put his tefillin. So you could wear tefillin and the mitznefet, and one would not block the other, they'd have different places on the head. But tefillin shel yad, you can't do that. Okay, akochai mitkiat shofar. Everyone's obligated to tkiat shofar. Again, Kohen Levim v'Yisraelim. So again, pshita. The answer is again, Kohanim Mitzri Chalei. That's the one that's not obvious. Why? You shall have a day of blasting. What does that mean? Maybe it's only people who never have Tkiah except that one day. Yom Teruah. But Kohanim have a mitzvah of Tkiah all year. You're supposed to blast the cornets for the korbanot. And the Kohanim are commanded to do that. So maybe they're not chayav. But this one doesn't work. Midami. Hatem chatzotzot hachashofar. This is a shofar. What the Kohanim do all year is chatzotzrot. The answer is its story. Here's the proper answer. Huildan Shava Ayovel Rosh Hashanah Tkiyah Brachot. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that Yom Kippur of Yovel and regular Rosh Hashanah every year have the same Tkiyah and the same Brachot. 9 brachot in Musaf, same tkiot, same system. So therefore, t'item mitzvot yovel, item mitzvot Rosh Hashanah. I might think that only people who are fully obligated in all the obligations of yovel and all the consequences of yovel have the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. T'item mitzvot yovel, item mitzvot Rosh Hashanah. If not, v'hani kohani ho v'itam mitzvot yovel, as we'll see in the last Mishnah Masachet Arachin, nan kohanim avim mochrin le'olam v'goalin le'olam. They could sell property and buy it back at any point, meaning Yovel doesn't stop their ability to buy back a field. So therefore, Yovel doesn't affect them. So mitzvah Rosh Hashanah milo lechayv. Maybe they're not chayav in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah at all. So kamash malan. And why? Nehinu leitanu mishvatat karka. You're right. They don't have any obligation on mishvatat karka because they could buy it back. Hashvatat ksafim shiluach avadim miyaitanu. They do have an obligation to let avadim go back and to cancel debts. Okay. Hakocha v'ikram migila. Kohanim levim v'yisraelim. What's that there for? Pshitas. And again, lo tzricha libata avodatam. It's talking about Kohanim stopping their avodah to go and hear Megillah. Chavira Rashwal, the Mavira Rashwal, is a sugi at the very beginning of Masachet Megillah. Kohanim avodatam levim duchanam Yisrael v'mamadam. So whether Kohanim are doing their avodah, the levim are standing there singing, or the Yisraelim are in their ma'amad. See the first Mishnah, the fourth pack of Tanit. Mevatlim avodatam v'ayin lishwal mikra Megillah. They stop what they're doing, they come hear Megillah. Okay, kol chayavim v'zimun. Now this is paralleling, as we saw, all of the Mishnayot and Braitot that we saw in the previous podcast, or in the previous podcast, but there the focus was on the word hakol. Here the focus is on kohanim levim v'yisraelim. Again, why mention them? Pshita, since lo tzricha. Again, kohanim de'ka'achli kodshim. If kohanim were eating a korban, salka daita chameina v'achlu otam asher kupar bahem, amar achmona. That the Kohanim are doing an avodah, and when they're eating it, they're affecting a kapara, and maybe there is no obligation to say Birkat HaMazon afterwards, and therefore, of course, there's no zimun. The Torah says, if you eat, you're satisfied, you have to bench. The fact that their purpose, and perhaps the accomplishment that they had through eating was of a more spiritual nature, doesn't matter, they still ate and benefited. All people can join together for Zimun, and this will be the last of the series. Kohanim Yisraelim, again Pshita, so lo tzricha, again Kohanim to Ka'achli Kohanim Truma, o Kodshim Vizar Ka'achil Chulin. Let's say you have a Kohen and two Zarim sitting together, and they're eating, and the Kohen is eating Truma, and they could be anywhere, they're eating Truma in Eretz Yisrael, and the Zarim are eating regular stuff, obviously. Since the Tzar cannot eat the coin's food, I might consider them not to be joined together for Zimun. So Kamash Balan, that they could. Why? The Tzar can't eat the coin's food. The coin could eat the Tzar's food. Which means that there is a way for all three of them to eat together, to eat one from one pot. And so therefore, they are mitzarif lezimun. Parenthetically, this whole long piece that we've really come to the end of here leaves us with a lot of very interesting questions. Because it really does sound like if somebody was not obligated in any of the mitzvot, for instance, of Yovel, they really would be exempt from Rosh Hashanah, from Tkiyah. And here it sounds as if you had a situation where neither person could share the other one's food, that indeed they couldn't be mitzarif lezimun. And there's several other interesting implications that come out of the discussion here, many of them which are raised in the context of what we call a havamina, meaning the suggestion that we had to quash with the extra word of hakol or of kohanim. In any case, we'll pause at this point, and the next podcast we will get to the end of the discussion of the first part of the first Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.